Madam Chair, I do not have my documentation here today. But you know, I've been working through the list that NDA gave us on projects that are the existing projects. That is, now besides the one that they said were not listed, and there even more. And I found that, and I'm worried. I cannot understand how some of these projects were asked to open bank accounts 2 years ago. They're still waiting. Nobody ever contacted them after bank accounts were opened. No money were deposited. With the result that these people are still waiting 2 years later. They're still waiting. And the same, I think it is Malua or something like that, the woman that's mentioned in these projects. Two or three of these projects that I called, I can't remember the names now, but I spoke to the contact number that they gave on the projects. The one farm, Tweefontein, and that's in my constituency, was sold. I would have loved to know where the money went to. What happened to the money? Did it go back to NDA? Was it distributed amongst the shareholders? What happened to that money? Because it's not existing. It was just sold. NDA did not even know about it. Up till now, she never came back to me on that matter. And then some of the projects were complaining about they cannot become sustainable because monies are not paid on time. Sometimes they need to wait too long, and eventually everything just goes under. Which is under, a person can understand that if you do not have finances, you cannot operate. The assistance of NDA in some of these projects are also a concern, because if regular monitoring and evaluating of these projects are taking place, they will be able to identify the problems that arises before it actually becomes, the challenges that arise before it becomes a problem. And that is why I said, I think our committee, let's just make a point of visiting these projects to see for ourselves first-hand information on what goes for what. Okay, thank you.
I think the only way we can do that is to have unannounced into projects. Now, if you look at the mapping of these projects, I would then say that we members are residing. Can we instruct members to go and visit these projects as per committee decision? I'm sure we have a budget for subsistence and traveling. We still have money for the financial. can we ask that during constituency week, members do unannounced visits to NDA projects? Now, the reps for social development can take down the notes, but you will know the days when the members will be arriving. But you have three states, you have Western Cape, you have Northwest, Northern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape. So 2, 4, 5, 6, you got six provinces sitting here. 7 was in Mpumalanga. So just in Limpopo and KZN that is outstanding. But why don't we deal with the people that are here in the committee? We do unannounced visits. Then when we come back from recess, we then do an assessment as a committee, and then we decide on in terms of the way forward, because then we have a fax, we compare what they have given us, but then when we come to committee, you do an analysis. So then every member will have an opportunity to come and do a presentation, to say, I visited Honorable Member Lambula, I visited 3 or 4 projects. This is what the NDA gave us in the presentation, and this is what I found out. Right? Honorable Member Nelson, Makuba, Hope, and if everyone, myself, Kumbane, Magakula, we will all do that. And then we compare, and then we get them in, and we put them in the hot seat. And I think that is the only way we're going to get finalization and closure on these issues of active, what is an active project and what is not, and what is a closed-down project. So closed-down, you know, you've cut your losses, you've moved on. You've assessed your risk, you've moved on. But don't come to the committee and lead the committee to say that these projects are active. Because if they are not, then it means your data is old, it's outdated, and you've been careless. Honourable Member Kopane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Adding to what Honourable Abula alluded, one of the things when we're phoning those organizations, the telephone numbers, because most of them just the contact person, they're having the cell numbers. So those cell numbers, they don't even work.
Yeah.
The landline that have also been provided, they don't even work. And if you check the list of the addresses of where the project is, all of them, they're in town, somewhere in a shopping complex or whatever. So that is the other thing. I was suggesting that maybe we need also to get the revised list of those projects that are funded.
We get the revised list from social development, the NDA.
Please, can we get a list before we, by Thursday, before we leave? Because, you know, getting these things when we're in recess is also not going to work. And then the people that one needs to contact is never available to. I'm sitting here, by the way, I'm sitting here with a list that Nesle gave us. And if the committee can remember, Nesle said they're working in with projects that was already in place, isn't it? Most projects are in KZN and Gauteng. Gauteng is 33. That's where they have the factories. Oh, yes, they said that's where the factories are. In other words, the other provinces, but all the other institutions or businesses work like that. Where they are in business, they support and they supply. Okay, that makes sense.
Remember, they said they are interested to listen to what we had to say, because we then said to them, why don't you look at spreading your wings, not just in the area where you have factories. So I think we need to actually have a follow-up meeting with them, but we need to discuss. Maybe what we then have to make a commitment on, since we are discussing the issue of NDA, why don't we discuss our approach with our re-engagement with Nestle, also. Okay. I remember Malcha.
While visiting the NDA projects, see which projects are in one's province, the Nestle projects, and just do the same roll call on them too.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't know whether it's asking too much, that seeing that we're going to visit these projects, could we have a standardized questions that we can ask? You know, that researchers just work on it, so that each one has more or less the same questions that they ask me. And then I'd like to join in with you, because I remember too that you mentioned that we could work closely with our constituency offices. And then if you look at Nestle, I looked at the list. Most of those projects are in London, like where they're factories. But I'll see, you know, how can we get this London just to see that. Although Pam Twitter is very near to Stanley St. Williamstown. But I'll see how can I do those two. Thank you.
William and Nelson.
An issue that I remember specifically we spoke about, Nestle is not only used by people in the areas where the factories are. Just about the whole country uses Nestle products. And that's why we went from that. So, but it was something that we discussed just early on. And then I think, Chairperson, I think Honourable Member Malka says correct. If some of us are able to move to some of the other places, if you look at City 3 projects, I don't think one person will be able to, within counting probably, will be able to go to 33. So maybe we should just liaise with one another and see, you know, if we could assist to go to some, that we cover as many as possible. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. We could use some of our save if you still got vouchers and things traveling, we could still do them. Yeah.
I don't mind moving around, but one cannot cover everything in one in a day's time. So we need to overnight somewhere. Who's going to pay for the overnight? And most of these projects, I'll have to use my own vehicle. I cannot claim those miles from, can I? I can't. I can't claim those miles. What are we going to do about the expenses that one will occur in this?
Can we, I'm going to ask the committee secretary to just let us draw up. Why don't we do it this way? You indicate your preferences of your committees and your projects that you're going to visit, you intend to visit, right? If it's three or two in the Western Cape, you will tell her. And we are going to need, because for committee work, you can claim kilometers and accommodation, right? So that they can then do the bookings for the accommodation. And then I'm sure with the claims also, there's a claim form for committee work that you submit. Okay, but there is a claim form. So I think Miss Vice can just find out those issues first. But can you by end of business tomorrow, just forward to her the list of projects that you're going to visit in April, and whether you're going to need accommodation. And then also, just more or less, roughly the kilometers that there is going to be traveling involved. So that we can just work out around the budget to see what funds we have. Because I think all the committee, all committees' budgets are now in one big kitty.
In the Western Cape, it will be okay because we can stay in our home. But our traveling will be safe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to indicate. Now, if it's going to be in April, it's going to be in the new financial year anyway. So that will then also make things a bit easier. But we need to know for logistics. Right? So this is a committee decision, I think. And then we need to apply for approval to the House Chairperson so that we can say, Honourable Member Lamula will be going to visiting these projects. On instruction, it's a committee decision. You understand? Honourable Member Nelson will be visiting these projects, Opane and so on. Yeah. Okay? And because we're coming back, somebody took the decision, blah, blah, blah. So we now have to submit to the submission to the House Chair for oversight. Okay? Honourable Member Nelson, and then I want to close
with you. Just a question, Chairperson. How would we deal with issues? Western Cape is fine, because you would have a vehicle here, you would have a place to stay. But for instance, you go to KZN. How would you travel around there? Because you'd obviously need a vehicle. Would you go into a hire vehicle?
No, what we said earlier, Honourable Nelson, that let's leave the province out where we don't have members. Right? And KZN are one of those provinces in Limpopo, where we don't have members of a committee. So let's concentrate on where we have members. It's going to make things easier. And we've dealt with that matter sufficiently, right? The next issue is the did you bring this?
I'm sorry, Chair. I was not here last week. I wanted to find out, were you present when the scope was presenting, when SASA was called? Is there any report that has been given to you?
No, Scopo, I was there. I left Honorable Member Lamula there because I had to run to another meeting. But I think, according to what the DG told me, it went fairly well. Mm-hmm.
The biggest concern, though, is the mobiles. Budgeted for 30 mobiles and only 10 were operating. I still want to know what happened to the other funds that were budgeted. 32 million, if I'm right, were budgeted for maintenance for 40 vehicles, mobiles. 10 were used. And you know, I'm not clear on this. I'm still not clear on this. What did the committee say? Scopa also wants, the one gentleman from Scopa also wanted to know why 10 and not 40 were operating. And then also, you know, even after that, these vehicles is definitely a dead loss. It's fruitless expenditure because they cannot operate without satellites. And it seems to me the budget of SASSA is a problem. They do not have enough funds to put these mobiles in use. I wrote down, I haven't got my notes now. Ek kan nie my alfaan doen. But the budget of SASSA is definitely a problem. And if they will be able to operate all 40 mobiles is also a very big question. At present, and they can say what they want to, those vehicles are not operating. 40 mobiles are not operating. And the main issue with those mobiles is satellites and not 3Gs. 3Gs cannot open up that big program that they're working on. It's quite a large program. They need satellites to operate, especially working in the rural and remote rural areas, as they claim. Now, SASSA's not clear, but it went quite well. The acting CEO really managed very, very well with the questions popped to him, and I think he carried the meeting quite well. He could give answers. What was the other issue? The secretary was the, what is it? If she can just help me, dormant account was also an issue. What did they say about the dormant account again? I made notes, but I haven't got my notes in.
Why does SASSA not have a board? Is that what they say? Why doesn't SASSA have a board?
They explained why SASSA do not have a board. It is an entity. Yeah, and it is not...
NDA. It's not an entity like the NDA. It's an entity on its own. Okay, that's fine. No, the secretary can get the report from the committee secretary of SCOPA. Yeah. And the faces. SASSA, how many DDGs does SASSA have? For every sub-program, they have a DDG in terms of their business. So they've got, I think, quite a few DDGs. And then they bring the regional managers, some of them. But I could see it was a bit huge. But it is an 86 billion rand budget. So it has a lot of divisions. So you must have a DDG for ICT. You must have a DDG for business development, for this and that. So if Scopa asks a specialized question on the accounts, then that DDG will zoom in, because the DDG takes responsibility. I think that is what Scopa sometimes forget. And it's very good for the senior management to take responsibility, especially at Scopa level. Because if they have recommended a fraudulent company, they must take responsibility for that. But they should also be nailed for it in committee, besides the accounting officer, you know, so that you can put a face to who is driving what in department. It's very important. For accountability.
Performance management system that they work on before performance bonuses are being paid. That's not going to be part of it. And that's a worrying factor to me.
One of the public service. That's what they want to use. They can't use another
but can they pay performance bonuses if a department is not really
performing? No, but they are performing. How you measure performance is how you've reached your targets. Now, you see, with SASSA, it's very easy because most of your targets are grant payments. So if you've reached your grant target and so on and so on and so on, then it's fine. And you've reached, if you look at your ICT issues and so on. So it's very easy to reach your targets when you're working with figures like a grant beneficiary. So that's how you measure it in terms of your performance agreement. If there has been no performance agreement signed, but they've awarded performance bonuses, those bonuses could only have been approved by cabinet. You understand? And not just by signed off by the minister. So the executing authority can take that chance, but cabinet also has to approve it. And then it has to be then signed off by the DG. But unilaterally, not even a DG can approve those bonuses. It has to be signed off by the minister, and then has to go to cabinet for approval. Yeah.
The percentage of the budget being paid to agencies doing the all pay. That hampers the progress of SASSA a lot. Because it is down a couple of percentage points down, but it's still above what the person would like them now. You know? It hampers their performance.
Because all those contracts have been ceded to SASSA from the provinces. So the escalation in the contracts, the annual escalation is still built in. Unless they've renegotiated the contracts and they've taken people to migrate people to the banks. So the more people migrate to the banks, the cheaper your administration cost of a contract will be. You know? So now your administrative cost is high, and it's growing because of the escalation built into the different contracts that have been ceded to SASSA. That's why SASSA is now evidently looking at another alternative. So if you can migrate people to banks, you have no cost. Because the cost is being borne by the beneficiary. And that will be millions being freed up.
It definitely, I've looked at that. They are doing it through post office. No, they work through post offices and banks.
I'm in agreement with the post office, but I think it's minimal. Yeah. It's not in the league of CPS. Yeah.
Chair, just the last one. Asset register of SASSA is not in order yet. Now, I understand that they came from different provinces. You know, it was a migration. But to me, 3 years is a substantial time for them to... Yeah, as a president.
In the Western Cape, they were the first 3 provinces that gave them an intact asset register. That was audited by the Auditor General. So I think it's a very good point that you're raising, and just note that, the issue of the asset register. Because you remember land affairs and rural development, they didn't have asset registers. And I was thinking, how can... You're dealing with assets of a country and you don't have an asset register. So I think that those are the issues that we need. Can I, for progress sake, it's 12:30. We need to finish our meeting. Yeah, because we like to go over our time. And then we're always in hot water. No. And maybe we should start at 9. And the chair be on time. It's going to be horrible, huh? Yeah. Can we stop there with those issues? And then, when is our next meeting? Okay, just in terms of our program, we need to have public hearings on the social assistance bill. Can we agree that we can provide for time for the social amendment to the social assistance bill act, that bill that we have hearings just for the week on it? It's just one section, right? Yeah. Yeah, in Parliament. We won't be moving around. NCP can do that. We're going to have it scheduled in April. And then, I think we can, my opinion is we don't need to have 5 days. We can have 3 sessions on it. Precisely because the Act has been workshopped with the sectors already. But it's a Section 76 bill. So I still feel we're still obligated to have hearings. 76, yeah. 75 is just that provinces can't have, doesn't have insight into it. But it also gives us, we can also have hearings on it. Okay, we don't have the dates yet. But you are going to get it before you leave next week. Okay, yeah. Yeah, the researcher will be working on that. Yeah, and then we're also looking at we've also been doing the budget for social development. I'm sure that will actually be the first thing that we do. And the budget vote, because it will be ETCs now. When you come back. EPC, sorry. Yeah, so we need at least 2 weeks or so before that to sort ourselves out, because we need to do your own preparation as an MP. I think that's going to be that, and then obviously we will also schedule a meeting with our report back session for the NDA. I think we should do that before the budget vote on the 22nd. So we have our report back on Nestle and the NDA as a committee. Because for that you just need a committee in itself. We're going to ask for a bit of overtime to work, you know, a bit longer. Yes,
you would like to go in the department that you can look at the readiness for 2010. No. You mentioned it now.
Maybe what we should do, let us see in terms of the cluster readiness. You remember where we have SAPs, and I was thinking of even speaking to the chairperson in the NCOP, Nomonde Hasmeni. Maybe we can have a joint briefing or something on that. Just an overall, you know. Well, SAPS is working with the social crime prevention issues.
Might not be overlooked. I'm sure it is being dealt with. But I think we all need to be aware of what is happening. We're going to have many, many people in our country, and we need to know how safe our young girls and our children are going to be with this influx of people into the country. And let me stop there. Thanks, Jean.
Honourable members, coming to the meeting. The meeting's adjourned. Thank you.